quote, "It is all the reality of being human that we are always changing, yet we dislike change, especially too much too fast," end quote.
Expanding possibilities, the mindset zone.
I'm your host, Anna Malikian, and my mission is to support individuals and organizations to increase their impact while avoiding burnout. If you want to work smarter, not harder, I can help you. If you want to go from burnout to full engagement, let's talk. Reach me at anna@mindset.zone. Yes, instead of .com, it's .zone. You can also access all the episode notes, links, and other amazing resources at mindset.zone. Recently, a good friend of mine and colleague, Sibi Bowman, she sent me an interesting article from medium.com titled "Human Identity in the Digital Age." The author is Giles Crouch from Canada, and is a digital anthropologist that, until I read this article, I was not aware of his amazing work. And in this post, he really speaks about how our identity of being human evolves with technology. And he even speaks from ceremonial spears to smartphones. And that was like the first, like, oh, it's good to remember this. It's good to remember that technology, that is really the application of knowledge for practical purpose, has a long, long, long history, or better said, prehistory even. It was before we developed writing and we have the recorded history. In the prehistorical times, we already were using technology. Think about the Stone Age, the Paleolithic. More than 2 million years ago, we were already using stone tools to do things, to hunt and to gather. So this is really technology is with us for a long, long time. And our identity and the way that we recount history changes and is marked with technology evolution. So it's really powerful. But now let's fast forward to the present, to modern times, and to our biographic memories. I'm not sure about your age, but I absolutely remember when we start with the World Wide Web, with the emails, with the digital world, with social media more recently, and with the mobile phones, the smartphones, and how our day-to-day and our identities of what phone do we have? Are we a Mac person for a computer, or are we an Apple person for the iPhone, or are we an Android for our smartphone? Our identity is connected with technology in very interesting ways, and it keeps evolving. And now with the AI disruption, this is accelerating change even more. And I love the article of Giles Crouch because it's really a very insightful piece. And he speaks how our identities are in this constant flux, and they always were and they always are going to be. Yet as human beings, we have the tendency to resist change, especially when it comes too rapidly. And he has a beautiful quote in the article that I'm going to read here. Quote, "It is an odd reality of being human that we are always changing, yet we dislike change, especially too much too fast," end quote. And this reminds me of my days back then. This was when I was in Portugal studying psychology, that one of the teachers spoke about this power of metaphor about the psychological health. He was describing psychological health as being this ability of navigating the river of life, avoiding the banks of rigidity in one side and the banks on the other side of the constant and stable change. So think about from a psychology student, that was a great way to see what was the mental health. And then we had in one side that rigidity, think about the obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, that people have to do things in a very specific order all the time. Or even think about if you have a perfectionist tendency, it's not a mental illness or classify as such, but we are very rigid and that limits our life's options. But in the other side of the river, is also not good to be there because it's that constant and stable change. Think about the extreme of a schizophrenia, mental illness, that there is even a disconnect of the reality of identity in many times. Or think about in the normal realm that we can absorb every day in kids and in adults, somebody with ADHD, so attention deficit and hyperactive disorder, that is so difficult to keep focus in learning something or in a task or in a job. So it's these two extremes, too much rigidity in one side and too much change in the other side, and that the wellness, our mental wellness and well-being lies in being able to navigate the dynamic middle. Because sometimes for tapping into our creativity, we have to go a little bit to the side of that change, of that chaos. But sometimes to get things done, we have to really get really focused and rigid sometimes with our time to make things happen. It's this dynamic navigation on the middle that I think is a powerful metaphor. And I think it's especially important with the AI disruption that we are experiencing nowadays, because this is like AI, it was already in our lives in many different ways. I always remind people, if they ever use YouTube or spoke with Alexa in their devices or Siri in the iPhone or navigating Netflix, all the suggestions that we were getting, or Spotify, that was already things, the curation AI that was in action there, or voice recognition, or so many different areas of AI. But now with the introduction of the ChatGPT and other AI chatbots, we are much more aware of the power of the generative AI and how it's going to accelerate change, and this already accelerating change, even for people like me that I love technology, is difficult to keep pace, to know all the tools that are there, all the options that are there, and this is going to be even more in the future. So the AI disruption, that is why I call it a disruption, is like this powerful current that is pulling us towards that side of the river that where the change, accelerating change, is almost, there is a dizziness on it. And it's difficult to keep our identity as human beings in this so constant change. Because yes, we have the power of evolve what we consider being a human. But if this change is so fast, if the rules of the game are changing so fast too, it can be very disconcerting and hard to preserve and to know what is that of being humans now with artificial intelligence doing things that we thought that only humans could do, being creative is, so what makes us uniquely humans? All that conversations that now are coming. And at the same time, because we are in this almost existential crisis, or at least identity crisis, there is like the temptation to overcorrect. And there are some people that are doing that by clinging too tightly and too hold very strongly to the other side of the river, to the old way of doing things, to rigid concepts. No, I'm going to stay like this. I already live all these decades of my life this way. I'm not going to change. And I love when I was reading the article and thinking about this river with this dynamic middle and these two banks, these two sides of the river with these two extremes, and the importance of navigating in between, that our identities can evolve with this journey, are in this flux. And even if we are pulled to one side with accelerating change of the AI disruption, we don't need to go to the other side. And instead of resisting, or instead of just reacting, we can choose to respond proactively. This is, if you follow my podcast, I repeat this over and over again. We have this power to respond in a proactive way. And we can adjust the sails of this vessel that we are navigating this river to ride these changes and to rewrite where we are going, rewrite our identities, rewrite the narratives that we use to describe what is happening, and make sure that these AI winds of disruption are going to be used in a human-centered way and can be used in a way that allow us to enhance our humanity, and can be used in a way that allows us to be centered on our most deeply held values and beliefs. And this, I think, is really, really important, is that human AI. How can we navigate as human beings this AI disruption in a sense of increasing our possibilities and the hope for a better future to everybody? I think is really important for all of us, because it's not something that we can do alone. Yes, we have to do our inner work on these things. And we, as connecting beings, that human beings are connecting beings, as groups, we really have to learn to navigate the middle of this river together, and use this to accelerate our personal and professional growth, and the growth in a positive way to create a positive impact in the world. And I think it's important to start conversations. And I think the article that I will make sure that I put the link in the show notes of this episode is so great, because it's starting this conversation. And we need more people starting and keeping going with this conversation to co-create a better future together, with more possibilities out there for everybody. Expanding possibilities, the mindset. Thank you for listening. And remember to follow this podcast. And if you're listening in Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. That really helps us spread the word about the Mindset Zone. Also, visit mindset.zone. Yes, instead of .com is .zone. There you can find amazing resources and more information about my speaking and how I support purpose-driven individuals and organizations increase their impact while preventing burnout. As always, I'm so grateful you are here. Expand what's possible for you, for the ones around you, for the world.